Hi, my name is JRJ, and I'm a Principal Program Manager on the Azure SQL Data Warehouse service. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about distributed tables in this session, A Developer's Guide to Distributed Tables in Azure SQL Data Warehouse. Today's session is going to cover the following topics. First of all, we're going to talk about table geometry and our row stores and column store options. Then we're going to actually dig a little deeper into distributed tables and the round robin and hash distribution options that are available to you. We'll then finish up with a demo that shows you how to create distributed tables for yourself on Azure SQL Data Warehouse. In Azure SQL Data Warehouse, we have both row stores and column stores. The row store is like a traditional B-tree index of data or a heap table. In column store, however, which is our default under Azure SQL Data Warehouse, you can hold the data in a columnar fashion. That is important because for big fact tables, this is the preferred way to hold the data because we can get an enormous amount of compression on that data. However, to make sure we understand what column stores are, let's make sure that we're fully aware of all the basic taxonomy that is applied to column stores. The first thing is that we start with some data. And when we load that data into the data warehouse, the first thing that we do is that we actually break that data down into row groups. The row groups can hold a maximum of 1,048,576 rows. That's a bit precise. So generally, we tend to think about it in terms of a maximum of 1 million row groups. Once the data has been broken up into those million row groups, we then encode each column into individual segments. You don't have to do anything here, but it's important to know that each column, based on its type, will have a specific encoding picked for you and chosen to optimize for the type of that column. Once the data has been encoded, we then compress that as we push it into our column store format, optimizing that for data isolation and for data querying. Now, SQL Data Warehouse is a distributed system. This is important because what that means is that your table that you have created under the hood has actually been broken down into multiple tables. 60, in fact, and that is irrespective of whether you've used the row store option or the column store option. Now, how do you do this? Well, here's a couple of examples up on the screen. The first one on the left-hand side is dim store. And dim store is a classic store dimension that you might see in any kind of dimensional model for a retailer. Now, if we look here, there are two things at the bottom of the create table statement that are maybe slightly different to what you're expecting. The first thing is that we are saying that we're going to use a clustered index on the store key. That's telling us that we're using the row storage in this case. Underneath that is a distribution, and that says round robin. We'll come to that in a minute. But that tells us that we're going to distribute the data in a very specific way. By contrast, we've got a fact table on the other side. On the fact table, we can see in the with command the clustered column store index. That's telling us that this table we're going to hold in column store format. And then underneath that, we can see that we're hosting the data using a hash distribution. Notice that we are also specifying a single column called the product key for the basis of this hash. Now, let's go and look at some code to see how these two things work. Let's start this demo by looking at the round robin distribution method. You can see here I've got a create table statement and that keyword round robin distribution equals round robin. So let's go ahead and create that table and insert a couple of records in. Now, this isn't a normal insert select. I wouldn't expect you to do this, but it does help us show you how the round robin method is working. Now, I'm using a view here to show you this. This view is available for you to use, and you can download it from the Azure.com Documentation Center for a SQL Data Warehouse. The results here show you that the first thing that we did was we picked a random distribution, in this case, distribution ID 51, and then we did a fill forward from here for the batch. So you can see that we fully populated distribution ID 1 and then distribution ID 52. If I go ahead now and run a second batch, you'll see that we'll pick a different random distribution when we load the data. This is how we make sure that we get a very even distribution of the data. Each batch first picks a random distribution ID and then fills forward for the duration of that batch. Over time, we're going to end up with a very even but unoptimized distribution of data. When it comes to doing joins, as we're going to see in the next video, there is an opportunity to do a lot better than that using the hash distribution method, which I'm going to explain now. Let's go ahead and create a hash distributed table using the integer data type on our distribution key. So here, hash C1 on the int data type. I first of all create that table, and now I'm going to go ahead and insert some rows and query that view again, looking for this data. This time you can see that we have picked distribution ID 2 and inserted the data. But unlike the round robin distribution, the hash distribution is completely deterministic. Every time we see that value, we are going to end up pushing that value into distribution ID 2. That's really important when it comes to query optimization later on. However, it's important to note that the hash is based on the data type, and there are differences depending on the type. So look here, this time we're going to use the bigint data type. Now, when I run those inserts, the distribution that's picked for the same value is actually different. This time it's distribution ID 56. So you can see that the data types that you pick make a material difference to the distribution of the data. This can be important when we come to look at query optimization. Now, what might happen if we chose to use nulls in our distribution? Let's create a third table and load in an insert statement so we can load in some sample data here. If we go and query for H3 using the same view, what we can see is that all of the values that have been distributed based off of null have all ended up in distribution ID 1. Null is an unknown, but in this case, it's also a constant. So we always push nulls into distribution ID 1. So if you ever see lots of data appearing in distribution ID 1, you should be suspicious of the fact that the distribution column that you have chosen is allowing nulls in and could be contributing to what we would call distribution skew. Let's conclude this session with some general guidance on choosing the most appropriate distribution method for your tables in your data warehouse. To start with, the row stores are where we normally use small tables and dimensions that are less than 60 million rows, or if you like to think about it a different way, roughly 1 million rows per distribution in our distributed data warehouse. Because we want the data to be nice and evenly spread across those distributions, the round robin method is generally most appropriate here. There is one exception. Think about when you have a hash distributed table that also uses the key for the distribution of that hash distributed table as your dimension. So in our case, we've been using product. There's no disadvantage for you distributing that particular table by the product key. In fact, it's to your advantage to do so. By contrast, our large fact tables, we really want to target the column store. Here, we want to use the hash distribution method to get ideal placement of the data to help us with joins and aggregations. And ideally, we want it to have static values. We didn't show this in the demo, but one of the key elements here is that the distribution key is a read-only column. So we don't really want to see data being updated because you will either have to rebuild the partition or recreate the table in order to change those values. Don't forget to keep your data values nice and high in terms of distinct values to make sure that you get an even spread across the hash distribution and that you don't have any one of those distinct values dominating all of the others. So for example, you don't want product ID 1 having all of the sales and none of the sales across the other 1,000 products or 10,000 products. This concludes our session today. I hope you've enjoyed the session and look forward to the next video.